SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Powerful storms swept across the eastern half of the country yesterday, but travel headaches continue today. FlightAware says about 1,000 flights have been canceled or delayed as of early this morning. This New York resident was trying to fly home from North Carolina.
Yeah, I've got to get back today. I've got work tomorrow with a pretty full schedule. You know, we talked about renting a car, but the reality is we're just chasing the storm up the entire East Coast. So, and, you know, we're talking a 12-hour drive in good condition. So, you know, questionable.
Making things worse, travelers have been facing additional jams at airport security checkpoints as a partial government shutdown puts a strain on TSA staffing. Israel says it has killed the head of a force within the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that suppresses demonstrations in the Islamic Republic. A judge has blocked Health Secretary RFK Jr.'s changes on childhood vaccine recommendations for now.
Vaccine news out of Boston. A federal judge has placed a temporary block on the administration's order to cut the number of recommended childhood vaccines. It's the latest development in a lawsuit filed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical groups. The decision by Judge Brian E. Murphy halts an order by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The judge says it's also likely that Kennedy violated federal procedures when he fired the entire 17-member advisory committee on immunization practices. Kennedy replaced it with a group that includes several anti-vaccine voices. HHS spokesman Anthony Nixon says they look forward to the judge's decision being overturned. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump said he believes he'll have the honor of taking Cuba. Asked by reporters at the White House yesterday if that would be a diplomatic or military move, the president only said that he can do anything he wants. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports that Americans support evangelism.
According to the Beckett Fund's latest Religious Freedom Index, 75% of adults in this country support the right of people to tell others about their faith. Beckett says this is one of the highest numbers on record on this question and is being driven by interest in faith amongst younger Americans. Beckett spokesman Lori Windham says, quote, "Religious freedom isn't limited only to what happens in houses of worship. It's about how people live their lives and build their communities." Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the hottest tickets in Rome this week is to a four-lecture series on the Antichrist being given by Silicon Valley tech billionaire Peter Thiel, who is not a theologian. He is a co-founder of PayPal. Also, Palantir, the data mining company that works closely with the Defense Department. Some faith leaders are questioning his authority to lecture on the Antichrist and are advising Christians to study the Bible instead. This is SRN News. Triple-digit temperatures are scrambling Major League Baseball spring training games in Arizona.
Because of a forecast heat wave in the Phoenix area, at least 10 Cactus League games at six different stadiums between Wednesday and Saturday have changed game times from early afternoon to early evening. Temperatures are expected to reach or exceed 100 degrees by Wednesday, with forecast highs of up to 106 degrees through what will be the final weekend of spring training for the 15 Major League Baseball teams there. While expected during the summer, that kind of heat is unusual in Arizona in March. Keith Peters reporting.
The WNBA and its players' union met for a seventh day, with their latest negotiation session running until about 3:30 this morning. But still, no deal. The two sides are trying to reach a new collective bargaining agreement. More details at srnnews.com.